Welcome to the Overflow Daily Scripture Reading. Before we begin, wherever you're at, take a moment to prepare your heart and your mind by getting in a comfortable posture and take a few deep breaths. Today, we're reading John 4, verses 43 through 54. In today's reading, we see a royal official, someone of high status and power in the local community, who is desperate for his dying son to be healed. He finds Jesus and begs him to heal his son. Jesus' response is interesting in that he acknowledges that people need signs and miracles to believe. It's difficult to figure out if Jesus is saying this in frustration, sadness, or just stating a matter of fact. But either way, the man remains adamant for Jesus to heal his son, and he does. As we read, take note of the man's request and Jesus' response, including the way in which Jesus heals the boy and the ultimate result of that miracle. If you'd like, you can turn to the passage to follow along or just listen. John 4, 43 through 54. After 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, for they also had been there. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine, and there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." "Go," Jesus replied, "your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when the son got better, they said to him, "Yesterday, at 1 PM, the fever left him." Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus said to him, "Your son will live." So he and his whole household believed. This was the second sign Jesus performed after coming to Judea and Galilee. This is the word of the Lord.